Kate Michelman, the head of the National Abortion Rights Action League, is stepping down after 18 years. She's retiring to take care of her husband, who is ill. But the debate over abortion certainly won't subside. It's been 30 years since Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion, and since then there have been nonstop efforts to overturn it. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Heather Boonstra, a public policy analyst for the Alan Guttmacher Institute, about where the abortion debate stands today.
Now, Kate Michelman, who's leaving the National Abortion Rights Action League, said that in her departing memo on the website that should President Bush be reelected and should there be two vacancies on the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade will definitely be overturned. Do you agree with that? Is that something that is a cause for alarm in the pro-choice community?
I think it is. Certainly, Bush has indicated that the kind of people that he would nominate to the court would be the kind of people who are opposed to the decision that was made in Roe v. Wade. And right now, people are looking at the fact that Bush could nominate two or three people and looking at the vote count and seeing that this really could reverse the very question of the legal right to abortion.
So if you could compare where we are now to where we were a decade ago, where would you say we are vis-a-vis abortion rights?
I think that there is some good news there in terms of the abortion rate coming down, the role of contraception in couples' lives and their ability to avoid unintended pregnancy in the first place. At the same time, while abortion rates are going down, they're not going down as dramatically or even at all for people who are low income or poor. And that probably tells you something about the ability of low income or poor women to have access to contraception.
Do you still see the really public battles over abortion? It seems to me that sort of very heated, emotional, public debate is missing these days.
Well, I think it has to do, you know, people of reproductive age now, and by that I mean people between the ages of 15 and 44, they've lived their entire sexual lives, actually, with abortion being legal in the United States. So I think there's a certain amount of feeling that, you know, this is what has always been in their lives and kind of taking that for granted. If people have taken for granted the fact that there is access to legal abortion now, you know, with that possibly coming to a head with a, you know, change in the Supreme Court, that people will have to turn their attention back to that and will really want to because they really do care about the legal access to abortion.
Heather Boonstra, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Heather Boonstra is a senior public policy associate at the Alan Guttmacher Institute.
And that interview from Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand.